from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo topping our report this hour. The White House is pushing back on calls that President Biden step aside in the 2024 presidential election after his poor debate performance last Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre admits that it wasn't a good night for the president.
We're not taking away from what you all saw or what the American people saw. We understand it was a bad night. It is not uncommon for incumbents to have a bad night on their first debate.
She says Biden remains focused on doing his job and on, quote, the American people. When asked whether the president had a degenerative illness or dementia, Jean-Pierre said no. And I hope you're asking the other guy the same question, she said, referring to Donald Trump, who is 78 and once challenged Biden to a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him in the next sentence. Speaking of Biden, Middletown Mayor Tony Perry says the township is on the hook for nearly $24,000 after providing extra protection Saturday night for President Biden's fundraising event at Governor Murphy's home. Perry told New Jersey 101.5 he is going to seek reimbursement from the Biden campaign, but isn't hopeful of getting anything back. The township was never reimbursed for a 2022 fundraiser. Perry also said officers there were subject to what he called incredibly disturbing rhetoric and horrible statements from pro-Palestinian protesters. Howell Middle School in Monmouth County is one of almost four dozen recipients of a grant from the state for environmental projects. Howell Middle School's $2,000 grant will go towards buying oak, apple, and maple trees. The school has set an environmental goal of planting 10,000 trees to restore carbon sinks and the preservation of green space in Howell Township. And amid a spike in traffic-related deaths in Atlantic County, authorities urge the public to think before getting behind the wheel.
In the first half of this year, 28 people died in Atlantic County as a result of motor vehicle crashes. According to prosecutors, that's the second highest rate in New Jersey, closely followed by Ocean, Camden, and Burlington counties. Police cite inattention by drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists as a major factor, compounded by drug and alcohol use, aggressive driving, and reckless speeds. Law enforcement is urging more defensive driving and pedestrian behavior, as well as regular seatbelt use. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And are we in for some good weather this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear to partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures will be pretty close to 60. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Warmer tomorrow night with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. And a very warm Independence Day Thursday. The humidity is going to start to return as well. We'll have clouds and sunshine. The risk for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, especially across central and north Jersey. High temperatures 85 to 90 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have got 74 degrees in Morristown, 76 degrees in Ewing, 74 degrees Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Brock Farms. Their 4th of July customer appreciation sale is going on now through July 7th at both locations. Route 9 North and Freehold, Route 34 and Colts Neck. Get 25% off all regular priced evergreen shrubs and trees. Some exclusions may apply. And by Casino Pier in Breakwater Beach and Seaside Heights. Deals and discounts all summer long. Check out CasinoPier.com to get details for specials on ride wristbands, water park admission, eat, putt, play, and more. And don't miss Marvel superhero Spider-Man and Captain America on July 3rd.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.